and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and There to Care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, There to Care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Tuesday morning. 28 degrees, a wind chill of 19, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia State University Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke, to preview a big concert coming up here later on this week. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. So everything obviously is ready to go here for Thursday night.
Yeah, we actually have two big concerts coming up this week. On Thursday, the 17th at 7:30 p.m. at Albert Taylor Hall will be our Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2 concert. This will be a free concert. It's a fundraiser for the United Way of the Flint Hills. And there will be Goodwill donations accepted at the door. They'll have a little booth set up. So it's a great opportunity to come hear some great music and help out a worthy cause.
What can we expect to hear jazz-wise coming up here Thursday night, Gary?
Oh, as always, a really, really huge variety. I mean, from kind of traditional jazz to swing to funk and soul and Latin. I mean, you name it, we pretty much have it all. And be super, super high-energy concert. And both groups are sounding great. They're really looking forward to playing.
Can you tell us some of the, maybe some of the pieces, or at least some of the musicians that will be featured as far as the concerts are concerned?
We're doing a lot of different things. Like one of my favorite pieces is called Cold Duck Time by Eddie Harris. It's sort of in a funk, rock, soul type of groove. We have a wonderful arrangement of the old Sinatra classic, I've Got You Under My Skin. And we feature a lot of different soloists, like our entire trombone section, Javier Chavez on alto saxophone, Zach Shields on tenor saxophone. Just a lot of great soloists and a lot of great music at that Thursday night concert. And as I say every time, I mean, there is literally something for everyone. Just all kinds of really catchy tunes, and like I said, the student performance level is super high right now.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a fundraiser for the United Way, as Gary mentioned, a free will donation. All proceeds will go to this year's United Way of the Flint Hills campaign. I know that this is something you've done, for the past couple of years, Gary?
Yes.
Yeah, teaming up with the United Way of the Flint Hills to make it a nice effort, giving back to the community. Emporia State University, their jazz concert coming up Thursday night, November the 17th. So has the fall semester been a good one in the music department, Gary?
It has. And our second concert coming up is on Saturday, and it's our 16th annual High School Honors Band Festival. And that concert is 4 p.m. at Albert Taylor. That's another free concert, and this features about 120 students from 14 high schools, literally from all points of the compass. Some of the local schools involved will be Emporia High, Opie, and Waverly, but we have schools coming from places like Gardner, Edgerton, Fulton, Rossville, Spring Hill, and it's a really great recruiting event for the music department. Students will get in at 8 a.m. on Saturday, so a lot of them will be traveling an hour or two. And they rehearse all day, and it culminates in a 4 p.m. concert.
Now, Gary, how are the students chosen here for that particular concert coming up here this weekend?
Well, I send out recommendation forms to the participating directors, and they send back a list of their students they want to nominate, and then we fill out the band from those students.
So you have just a handful of hours to groom these musicians into one solid sound here by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, huh?
Yep, and when it really comes down to it, by the time we get them in, we have about probably between lunch and time to change everything, they probably have about 4 hours of rehearsal time. But they always do a really great job.
I was going to say, that is a pretty substantial turnaround for folks that don't realize that, you know, you're bringing folks in from, granted, these are extremely talented high school musicians, but you're bringing folks in, they've just gotten off the bus, you know, and it's like, we're straight to work. Here you go, guys. Let's get yourselves acclimated and let's get rolling.
Yep, and it's always a really good credit to the state band directors, because the kids come in, they're great to work with every year, and we have a couple of our groups, like the marching band always does a little performance for them in Albert Taylor, and then at that Saturday concert, our Jazz Ensemble 1 will play the first half, and then the Honors Band plays the second half. And what's kind of neat is, over the years, it's really become, for the Honors Band, and this is, I think, unique in the country, is myself and Dr. Woodworth write all the music for it. So we're premiering a couple pieces on Saturday at that concert. That's something the band directors are really always excited about, their kids, because it's like, you know, they actually have pieces written specifically for them for this concert.
So do they get the music beforehand, Gary, so they know exactly what's going on when they get here?
Well, what we do is we send them parts.
Okay.
And then they have a chance to take a look at them. But it's a lot of work putting it together on stage. Like I said, the kids always do a great job, and they work really hard. And it's just a really good opportunity, because some of the schools, you know, are just, you know, 1 and 2A. Gives them a chance to play in a larger group. And I think it's always kind of exciting for the kids.
Absolutely. How large is the group again?
Probably between 120 and 130. So it gets pretty packed on stage over at Albert Taylor.
All right, yes, so the Honors Concert is, what, 4 p.m. then Saturday?
Yep, so Jazz is Thursday at 7:30. Honors is 4 on Saturday. Both are free to the public. And again, the Thursday concert, Goodwill donations accepted at the door for the United Way. So it's kind of a easy call. You know, hear some great music, no admission charge, and be able to help out a worthy cause.
Yeah, busy week at Albert Taylor Hall. The Symphony Orchestra performing tonight, Jazz Band on Thursday night, and the Honors Band Saturday afternoon. Gary, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Gary.
Well, thank you guys as always. You have a great one.
All right, you too.
Have a good day. That's Emporia State Director of Bands, Dr. Gary Zeke, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker segments, this week is full. We're actually full now until the 23rd, so right before Thanksgiving. But give us a call if you want to be on the morning show, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. The interview schedule here this week includes, for the Newsmaker slot, Stephanie Achille, Humane Society, the Flint Hills Director, tomorrow. We'll have Bev Long of the Kansas Children's Service League on Thursday talking about the Red Stocking Breakfast, and Alex Mosakowski joining us Friday to talk about the big grocery grab for the Emporia Rotary Club this weekend.
It's grocery grab weekend, huh?
Grocery grab weekend coming up.
Boy, that's early in the morning, too, on Saturday, isn't it?
7 o'clock. Hey, get there at 6:45 to find out who gets to go, and then 7 o'clock is when they go.
It is go time. All righty. Our primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 7:30, 28 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know things are changing. Today's car buying process can seem intimidating. This is Gary from Clinton.